The Bird Show.
All right, we talk about this every single year right around this time. And for a lot of you couples, you're in this tweener stage right now for Valentine's Day. And you're not exactly sure what to get each other, right? And at least for a guy, maybe it goes both ways also. The present that you get for Valentine's Day might speak, it may define where you think the relationship is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he may not be in the same place and vice versa.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So before I run through this list that we talk about every single year of what appropriate gifts are for the time that you're going out, if you guys have a couple of seconds to call us, 404-741-Q100, tell us about like the inappropriate gift you got based on the time that you're going out for Valentine's Day. And this could go both ways.
Yes.
Like you could be married for 20 years and he gave you something
some scratch-off tickets.
Yeah, like insignificant, like a lottery ticket is perfect. Or it goes the other way also, where you guys are dating for 4 weeks.
He gets you diamonds.
He gets you diamonds or a car or something like that. Because I think the best way to learn what those windows are is by hearing others' mistakes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agreed.
And this is important right here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I mean, Jen, for you, you've been dating this dude now how long?
Like 2.5 months.
That's a tweener stage right there.
It is.
Even though the movie is the relationship has progressed quickly in 2 months, it's still only 60 days. So
it is.
You got a tough decision ahead of you.
And my question is like, what do you get dudes for Valentine's Day? It's almost to me easier for guys because you've got so many different like categories for women already set up for you. You know, like Melissa did her D. Geller thing last night. Mm-hmm. Like jewelry is, you know, a home run every single time. Like, you know, you're always going to Solomon Brothers for Stacey, like all that stuff. So you guys have like kind of like a go-to category. But for women, like what do you get like hearts on boxers, like unless you're in the eighth grade, you know, like what do you get for men for Valentine's Day? If you don't want to go something as expensive as like a watch, because I think a watch would be like a 1 or 2 year relationship, right?
Yeah, that's a major one.
That's
right
like
there.
A really great, nice, like handsome gift for a man. But that, I mean, yeah, it would be too much too early. Yeah, you have to be together a while to do that. So what do you get for guys?
I'm at a
total loss.
Let's learn from your mistakes here. So we're looking for the most inappropriate gift for the amount of time that you guys were going out. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on Q100.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm on the radio. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I dated a guy. He was really hot. We dated for like 2 months. He was super romantic. And not only did I get my gift late, but I got a toilet paper holder.
What?
A toilet paper holder.
He seriously
that you, like, put next to your toilet to hold toilet paper.
Like, I mean, that's not a good gift. That doesn't have anything to do with the amount of time you're going at. That's just a bad gift, period.
It was, and the sad thing was is that my parents bought the same one like a couple months later, and it was even missing a part. Like, he got on clearance or something.
What are you thinking, dude? What are you thinking?
That's worse than nothing
that's
at
weird.
All.
Because
I dated somebody for like 5 or 6 months before Valentine's Day once, and I got nothing.
Really?
Nada.
Zero. And so I think that might actually be better than a toilet paper holder.
Right. You're going to end, the relationship is going to end up in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
Very true.
Save the 75 cents.
Yeah.
Think of what you do immediately after thinking of him every time you see the toilet paper holder, and it might be appropriate.
404-741-Q100, inappropriate gifts for Valentine's Day based on how long you guys have been going out with each other. Hey, Ann, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. So, I got a set of tires for Valentine's Day 1 year.
Nice.
You guys were dating for how long?
We had been dating for over a year.
Over a year, and
did
he gave you a set of tires.
Did you need tires?
Yeah, but so he was being... told me later that he was going to get them for my birthday, which is the 23rd, and he didn't want to wait that long, so he got them for Valentine's Day.
See, we're problem solvers.
Practical.
Right.
And he spent money.
Right.
I mean, that's
a lot of money.
I mean, tires are expensive, so I don't fault him too much.
There's nothing romantic about it.
And but he was trying to help.
Not really romantic. It was definitely practical, but I got him a leather jacket, and I had a little gift basket delivered to his office. And the next day, he took me to the garage, and we both sat there while the tires were changed.
But it was also personal.
It's on a need basis, though.
Took some thought.
And he sat with you while the tires are changed. I mean, what's romantic than having a nice, quiet conversation interrupted the by the sounds of an air drill.
See, I think if he did the tires and then he did something sweet like cook her dinner himself at home, it would have been totally fine because there would have been like
a sweet
a more
part.
Like sweet side to that.
See, now the toilet paper holder girl thinks the four tires is awesome.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Of course.
The most considerate guy ever.
Yes. Yeah. I would have preferred four tires over nothing.
Hey, Mandy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I would have took the tires over what I got myself.
Okay.
Let me build this up for you. We have been going out about 6 or 7 months, and I put so much thought into his gift. I went and got a red toolbox and filled it with red candies and a red Sears gift card. I was so happy, knew I was getting jewelry. We get to Valentine's Day, and y'all are going to have to read into this a little bit. He went to Starship and brought my gift home.
No.
No.
Yes.
We didn't really have to read into that. Just so you know.
Wow.
It's before 8:30. Starship, 6 months been going out. I was crushed.
No.
I was so upset.
Way. Wow.
Well, it is Valentine's Day.
No.
Yeah, well, I appreciated it later, but not so much at Valentine's
right.
Day.
After you broke up.
Yeah, when you were alone.
I was going to say, so, like, did that say to you, did that say to you, like, it was more of an emotional relationship for you, but it was more physical for him?
Well, we're still together, so.
Oh, you are?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then I guess it works.
All right, hold on, freaky, freaky.
It worked out.
Good morning, Lauren. You're on Q100. Hi.
I had a guy propose to me after 3 months of dating, including, like, meeting and dating, 3 months.
He proposed to you on Valentine's Day after 3 months?
Yes.
Oh, no,
it was
no.
crazy.
Wow.
He always seemed really desperate, and I was actually in the process of trying to figure out how to leave him, and he proposed on Valentine's Day, so it was really crazy.
What'd you say?
At the time, I said yes, because I was really into him, but I was just really shocked, and I didn't know what to do. But about 2 weeks later, I called him over and was like, pretty much told him he lost his mind. So that's
like,
all over with now. So
did you say, I don't even know your middle name?
Right. Yeah, right. Like, I'd never met his parents or anything. So it was really, really crazy.
Wow.
Here is Carla. Carla was married for 10 years. Hey, Carla.
Hey. Yeah, I got a basketball hoop.
A basketball hoop for Valentine's Day after 10 years of marriage.
That was more for my boys than it was for me.
You think?
Yeah. Boy, that sucks having a Valentine's Day gift given to you when it's really for the person, you know, who's giving it.
Hmm.
Sucks.
Which is what happened to Carter.
It'd be better, better if it were for your kids than if it were just for him.
I think it's for us. You know, I'm joking because Katie got me Daytona 500 tickets.
And how long?
For Valentine's Day.
And before you met her, you were a race car fan, NASCAR fan for how many years?
Zero.
Okay.
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining because it'll be fun.
And then, but she did get you that something cool while you're there, right? Or no, it's her. No, it's her
I
doing
get that,
that
for her.
Hey, we'll Michelle. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
After a year of dating this guy, I got a bottle of Captain Morgan, and I don't drink, but he does.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That was really romantic.
That's, I think, where we got to go with this later in the show, is the focus on selfish Valentine's Day presents.
That's
like
awesome.
In Melissa's case, it's the Daytona 500 tickets, which really aren't for her. They're for her girlfriend. In this case, it's the bottle of Captain Morgan. She don't even drink, so it's really for the guy that got it for her.
And I'm sure guys get surround sound systems for their whole house for their wife.
Right.
Look, honey, I got you surround sound.
So we can
sound.
Watch movies together.
Yeah.
The Bird Show.